Hello everyone, and welcome back to Wiki Whisperer Articles Aloud. My name is Adrian Curl, and I will be your host. Now, this is a show where I select a Wikipedia article at random or by request, and I read it in its entirety. Now, to keep with the spirit of authenticity, as if I was truly reading to you, I have decided to do this show in one take. No cuts, no edits. That means all stutters, misspoken words, and errors will be kept in, which I apologize for in advance. Today's article is about Connaught Park Racetrack. Let's begin. Connaught Park, later known as Hippodrome d'Almer, was a thoroughbred steeplechase and harness racing track, later having a casino and live betting parlor that operated from 1913 until 2009. The track was located in the Almer, Quebec district of Gatineau, Quebec, Canada, near Ottawa, Ontario. It had two tracks, a one-mile dirt track used until 1954 for thoroughbred racing, and a half-mile dirt track used for harness racing. Racing ended in 2008. After its owner declared bankruptcy. The site was sold in 2009 for a housing development. History. The track was founded in 1913, named after the Governor General of the time, Prince Arthur, Duke of Connaught and Strathairn, who was also the club's first honorary president. The Connaught Park Jockey Club was founded by J. McEntee Bowman, a hotelier from New York City, Ed Skeed, and J.K. Paisley. The first president was Hall B. McGivern. Directors included Thomas Ahern, J.W. Woods, L.N. Bates, Redmond Quain, Stuart McClenahan, J.W. Carling, N.A. Belcourt, C.E. Fauquier, and Clifford Sifton. The 90-acre site was selected from several sites in Almer, and special soil was brought to the site, and a one-mile track was laid out. At first, the racetrack held thoroughbred racing, but steeplechase races were also held through the field at the track. The first races were held on June 14, 1913, with Sir Wilfrid Laurier in attendance, part of a seven-day meeting. Music was provided by the band of the Duke of Cornwall's own rifles and the whole city band. The first race was for three-year-olds and was won by Lindesta, ridden by jockey Eddie Ambrose. The top race of the day was the fourth race, at a mile and one-eighth for $1,500 and a silver plate. The race was won by a filly, Airy, and was also ridden by Ambrose. The track operated annually until 1917 under the Canadian Racing Association, when it was interrupted for wartime reasons. The track reopened in 1920 under the presidency of Senator Belcourt, and the secretary was Tommy Gorman. It continued under the CRA until 1934, when it joined the Province of Quebec Racing Association, whose president was Gorman. The club was reorganized in 1937 under the partnership of Gorman and the owners of the Montreal Canadiens, Leo Dandurand and Joe Katerinich. And Gorman became the general manager. In 1920, a famous scandal in horse racing occurred at Connaught. The horse, Westy Hogan, was disguised to look like the inferior horse, Little Boy. The disguise went to the lengths of painting the horse, A scar was duplicated on his right front leg. A cut was made to the right front hoof, and two teeth were removed, all to resemble Little Boy. The horse was victorious, and tens of thousands of dollars were paid out to bettors all across North America. The conspirators fled the scene immediately after the race, abandoning Westy Hogan in a stable. The fraud was not detected until after they had fled the scene. Westy Hogan, which had been stolen, was seized by Connaught, but returned to his Detroit owners for $60,000 after court auction. Gorman later estimated the losses to North American bookmakers at $500,000. In 1931, Connaught Park introduced the daily double format of betting on horses. The idea was credited to Leo Dandurand. The daily double allowed bettors to make a higher odds bet, picking the winners of two races at the track. It was introduced on June 3, 1931, for bettors to pick the winners of the third and fifth races. By 1954, Connaught was one of the last tracks in Quebec holding races for thoroughbreds. The purses offered by Connaught and Blue Bonnets were not acceptable to the Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association, HBPA. Connaught raced one 14-day meeting in 1954 while negotiations were being held with the HBPA. On July 5, 1954, the final day of the meet, after negotiations had broken down and Connaught was to announce that a second 14-day meet was canceled, the day's racing was canceled after one race. Conditions of the one-mile track were considered unsafe by the jockeys, and they refused to race again on the track. It was the last thoroughbred race held at Connaught. Connaught would only hold standardbred, harness, races. Tommy Gorman died in 1961, after which his sons, Joe and Frank, operated the track, until Frank's death in 1984. Ownership was split between Tommy Gorman's children. Competition for Connaught arrived in 1962 with the building of Rideau Carlton Raceway, south of Ottawa. The two tracks were able to coexist as race dates between the two tracks were staged to prevent overlap. Attendance at Connaught started to decline in the early 1980s, with a 27% decline in the years 1982 to 1985. After Frank Gorman's death, a legal battle between Betty Hearn, Joe Gorman, and Frank Gorman's estate was waged over ownership of the track. Joe Gorman bought out his partners for an estimated $1 million in a sale that was closed in December 1986. Several shares of the track had been given by T.P. Gorman to hockey players, and the shares were never found. The Clinton Park Driving Association and Rideau Carlton Raceway had each bid for the track. Gorman invested in a new dining room at the track, but revenues continued to decline. In 1993, Joe Gorman retired after a stay in hospital, leaving his wife, Pilar, in charge. That same year, the Connaught Cup race, the track's premier event, was canceled to save money. The Connaught Cup was brought back in May 1994. Money problems led to the Quebec Racing Commission suspending Connaught's license in March 1995. The track was in debt to the horse owners in the amount of $317,000, which it could not pay. Management of Connaught attempted to restructure finances, while Connaught's race dates were moved to Rideau Carlton. Bankruptcy came in September 1995. Before the bankruptcy, the track property had been put up for sale for $5 million. a proposal to sell off some land for a housing development was rejected by Almere Council. The track owed the $317 to Horsemen, $400,000 in taxes, $100,000 to Quebec Hydro, and a $1.6 million mortgage to Toronto Dominion Bank. Gorman was unable to stop the bank petition into bankruptcy in court. Hippodrome d'Almere. One plan to refloat the track with Horsemen investing in the track failed. In May 1996, retired newspaper executive Michael St. Louis and 28 other investors purchased the track for $1.2 million and $500,000 in unpaid taxes. St. Louis, a Horseman himself, and the investors pooled their RRSP savings to buy the track. The track reopened as Hippodrome d'Almere on September 29, 1996. In 2002, the operation was taken over by the government of Quebec, which had been subsidizing the harness racing industry in Quebec. The facilities were rebuilt with an expanded betting parlor and Lotto Quebec gambling machines and a reduced racing schedule. The ownership was merged with several other racetracks in Quebec, and management was given to the SONACC, Société Nationale du Cheval de Course, Quebec government agency. The racetracks were sold in 2006 to Attractions Hippiques, owned by Senator Paul Massicotte. Massicotte planned to spend $2 million on improvements to the Almere track. The 2008 meeting at Almere would be its last. In June 2008, Attractions Hippiques was placed under bankruptcy protection, citing debts of $73 million against $41 million in assets. Hippodrome d'Almere's betting parlor remained open until October 9, 2009, when Attractions Hippiques sold the site to a local developer. Housing development. The site, next door to the Rivermead Golf Course, was planned to become an urban village type subdivision under the name of Village Urbain de Golf. Construction will proceed according to housing demand in Almere. Neighborhood groups fought the proposal, with Gatineau's mayor proposing to freeze the land's current recreational zoning. A housing development known as Quartier Connaught has since been built on part of the lands. The racetrack grandstand remained standing for several years, but has since been demolished. And with that, we conclude this week's episode of Wiki Whisper Articles Aloud on the Connaught Park Racetrack, later known as Hippodrome d'Almere. A quick apology for missing last week's episode. I got swamped in schoolwork, and I could not complete it in time. Apologies in advance. And I will try my best to not let it happen again. But to all of you here who decided to tune in once more, or if it's your first time listening, thank you very much. If you have any suggestions on how I could improve my show and or recording, if you would like to request an article for me to read for next week, or if you would simply like to give me some words of encouragement, please feel free to do so by emailing me at wikiwhisperer@gmail.com. That is spelled wikiwhisperer@gmail.com. Once again, thank you all very much for tuning in this week, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.